This is CliffCentral.com.
Frank Ferreira is here. He was the man who demonstrated this new product beyond to us this evening. And when it comes to doing things like that demonstration, you always get a little bit nervous because I've seen so many of them go wrong. I've seen so many guys get up there and either there's a technical problem or they're just not explaining it to everybody well enough. And tonight you did a sterling job of introducing us to what looks like this perfect overlap between banking, accounting, your management of assets, all of this stuff. And it seems to me almost too good to be true. Could you foresee all of this when you guys started with Charles and with Michael and everybody in the beginning, or is it something that had to develop?
So right up front, we had a vision. And we knew that from a platform perspective, that the technology was there, the need was there. What we didn't know at the end of the day was how it would actually evolve. So we knew that we had to do payroll. We knew we had to do invoicing. We knew that we had to do tools. We actually have a long list of tools that we actually want to bring to the market. We knew that the two that we demonstrated tonight were the two tools that actually hit home the hardest for small businesses.
And you only gave us a taste?
We only gave you a taste. For us, if we brought Martin into this room, we've got a dev cycle for the next 18 months, that if you see this platform in 2 years' time, you wouldn't believe that it actually only started with the little bit that we showed you tonight.
Well, I'm now curious, because what else can you plug into this? I mean, how wide does your thinking go? Without giving everything away, what are you allowed to tell me?
Michael alluded to not owning the customer. And it's very much about open bank architecture. So we're into the space that says you don't actually have to own the customer in their entirety. So you land up in a situation that says you welcome people into your ecosystem by allowing people to play in your ecosystem and collaborating with fintechs. The possibilities that you're capable of doing. I mean, the very next thing that we're going to do with Xero is that, I mean, Colin demonstrated how you can have invoicing in Xero.
Mm.
What we want to do next is that you have a pay now button that takes that invoice, the amount, who do you want to pay, the supplier, and pushes all that information into Beyond. Populates it straight in, removes all the hassle factor. If we're able to do this with Xero, now imagine if we give this to our clients and they're able to put that on their invoices and they're able to push it to their customers. You know, we can start rivaling debit order technology. I mean, that's really how far this thing can actually go.
Do you think you could get to the stage where you're doing tax, stock taking, all of this?
So, I mean, we're as a team, we try to draw a line, you know, how far do we want to go? I mean, I don't want to become, you know, the next best accounting platform. I don't want to become the next best payroll platform. We want to give our businesses the basic tools that, you know, that's required, and we get them to the point where they say, if you outgrow the features that we've got, we know who's the best in the business and we're going to partner with them. Otherwise, you try to be too much to everybody.
Swiss Army knife.
And then you fail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm blown away by that invoicing feature, because for a lot of people that is so much of their time, especially if you're a business owner and you're doing all of that yourself in the beginning, and for the first couple of years you are doing all of that stuff. So every little tiny payment and every enormous invoice, they're all the same to you. You're putting in figures, you're putting in dates, you're putting in all kinds of yeses and nos, and ultimately it takes up half your day. You can cut that out. That makes perfect sense to me.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we've taken these tools to some of our businesses. And, you know, the positive feedback that we've got, some people have come back to us and said, you've saved us 2 days a month. Now, 2 days a month in a small business is a fundamental amount of time that they can actually use to focus on the things that they require to do. I mean, if I have a look, I mean, I'm Portuguese. I come from a family business. My dad is at 75, still running 5 businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, they still do their books old school, ledger-based. If he had to start his business today using the methodology that he used in the 70s, I think he would be in trouble.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, you've got to focus so much more on your customer. You've got to focus so much more on your proposition, because competition is actually all over the show and you've got to be at the best of your game.
Give me an idea of the range of the businesses that you guys are able to farm this out to, because I would imagine there'd be tiny little businesses that do the most obscure things and big corporations who could use this equally.
So, I mean, when people ask me this question, I go, the people that rent the jumping castles on the weekends and create the cupcakes and birth, I mean, this is the perfect tool for them. And if they use it appropriately, they grow. We've got other businesses that are using the platform, you know, where they're turning, I don't know, easily R1 million turnover a month. So the person who sells cupcakes for a birthday party and the person who's, you know, importing stock to the value of R1 million, they use the platform without a problem. I think we do cap out, you know, when you start getting into big corporates and, you know, people start talking about hundreds of millions of rands of turnover.
Sure.
I mean, the sophistication is not there yet.
But this is not what you built it for.
That's the point.
Yeah. And nobody's built anything in this space before that's as good.
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping.
No, we're hoping.
Yeah.
So the difference is I know that we've built something that no one else has got. So everybody claims that they have this type of stuff. But in reality, they have very separate products that are disparate, that they don't talk to each other. It's in the integration that we've done and the seamlessness of how everything talks to each other is where actually the value got created for our businesses.
So what's the magic ingredient? Because there are lots of people who are, you know, there are a lot of tech geeks who've come up with great ideas. And there are a lot of people in business who need certain things done. Mm. But finding that middle ground, what's the magic ingredient? Or who helped you to figure that out? Was it you? Was it a team thing? What was it, the original vision you spoke about?
So for me, it was really, I mean, every great idea has got a founder, has got a drive, has got a passion. Charles is driven and given to the business. But in reality, once you create an idea, it's very much like, I'm going to call it, you know, how an oyster makes a pearl. It's an irritation that you keep putting layers and layers and lots of people's inputs and efforts that go on top of it that eventually creates, you know, a thing of beauty.
I met Charles now. What's his surname?
Schemmel.
Yeah. He's the most unlikely looking guy to develop something like this. You expect some smooth talking 20-year-old fintech, you know, Harvard grad.
Yes.
And Charles looks like he was hiding in the back of the room. He's got a moustache. He's a guy who probably would have preferred those Cruxley invoice books once. Huh? What? Tell me about this guy. I don't know anything about him.
So Charles has been in the banking industry, I'd say, for the last, I don't know, 30 or 40 years. I'm not exactly sure.
Sure.
He's. I mean, to your point, he's old enough to be my father.
Yeah.
He was around when they invented ATMs and internet banking and all those type of stuff. And he's got a natural passion for it and he's got a natural tact for it. If you follow a little bit of his career, you'd realize, you know, he was there when they built the first sets of internet banking. So the stuff that we're discovering or seeing as new, you know, these are problems that existed 20 years ago. And only today can we actually improve on it where the technology's moved.
Well, congrats to the whole team. It seems like it's something that everybody's put a huge amount of time and effort into, and I'm sure your clients are going to be delighted to try it out. And you said you've already been testing this. You've got 400 or so people on there, and you go out every Friday to get feedback from them.
Yes. So literally what happens was we started this very small. We gave it to a small group of customers, and then we went and said, well, let's give it to another 50, and let's give it to another 50.
Right.
And we increased the sphere. So, I mean, customer feedback and people using the application and telling you what they like and they dislike, you know, is the only way that you actually build a product, you know, that people want to use and understand. If you get into a situation where you don't engage with your end consumer, it's where large corporates sit, they sit in their big buildings in Johannesburg, they don't get down to the guy who actually uses the products and services and have real meaningful engagements with them. It's one of the reasons why they sometimes hit the mark and sometimes they don't hit the mark.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Thank you, Frank.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.